The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Chabad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Maseches Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav. In today's shiur, we will be discussing the halachas of Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara offered numerous explanations to the Machlokes, the Tanakama, and Rabban Gamliel about somebody that finds tefillin on Shabbos, if he can bring in Zug Zug only, or like Gamliel, he can bring in Shnayim Shnayim. And the Gemara on today's daf says, V'Voice Eima, either Tzvirul on Shabbos is not tefillin. If they would agree that Shabbos was his man tefillin, everyone would agree. Lo laver bari kavana v'lo lotzis bari kavana. One would not need kavana to be yotza in order to be over about Yosef, nor would he need kavana to be yotza in order to be yotza the mitzvah. But rather, hacha b'laver shaloi b'zman nekemifidli. The machlokes Tanakam and Rabban Gamliel is if they're over about Yosef shaloi b'zmanli v'lo kavana. Tanakama sover loy boy kavana. The Tanakama says that even shalei bismanai one does not need kavana. Rabban Gamliel sover lava shalei bismanai boy kavana. So the Gemara asks two questions, and the second question the Gemara asks is va'oid hayosham b'shmini b'sukkah yilka. If somebody sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he should get malchus. So rather, ele machvarta k'dishnin meikara. Obviously, the answer is the other answer, and Rashi explains the other answer means that b'Shabbos man v'lav z'man tefillin who dekamifelki that the machlokes is whether or not Shabbos is man tefillin. Rashi explains what the Gemara means hayosham b'shmini b'sukkah yilka, and Rashi explains the moizav shmini al hashvi. You add shmini to the seventh day. Va'anan moizav yasvinan b'shvi. B'shmini Sofik Shvi, we sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, Sofik Shvi, Lekatchila. We do it Lekatchila. So rather, Ela Shalei B'zmanoi B'lei Kavona Laf Teisefesu, it must be that Shalei B'zmanoi is not, because Lei Kavona is not called Teisefes, and the person is not over on Baal Teisef, and on Shmini Atzeres, Rashi explains, why are we sitting in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres? We have in mind that if today is Shmini Atzeres, then we're not being Yotze the mitzvah. The Netziv, in his Chidushim here on the Daf, and in Hamek Shaila, She'ilta Me'envav, I say, quotes a kasha from the Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah. Why does our Gemara ask from Yoshem B'sukkah, and not from all Dina Yom Tov Sheni? All Dinei Yom Tov Sheni, the Gemara asks, should be over on Baal Tosef. So the Netziv explains that in the times that they were Mekadesh, the Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, so the Yom Tov of Pesach was actually a Sfeika D'Yoma. We Taka did not know if Pesach was based on Adar being Chosar on what we call the 15th day of Nisan, or if it was the following day, and Adar was Mole, and it would be what we call the 16th day of Nisan. However, in Tishrei, we have to paskin for Yom Kippur one way. So it must be, well, how did we paskin for Yom Kippur one way? We were Soymeich, we relied on the fact, on the Halacha, that Elul is always Chaser. That Elul is never Ma'abra, never has an extra day. So since, even when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, there was a Halacha that Elul was not ever an Iber Chodesh. So the Gemara asks, from Sukkot, not from Pesach and Shavuos. The Netziv asks on it, that Pesach also we had to pask in the Shaila, because we count Sfira. So he says that Sfira is only the Rabbanon, but for Dereisah we didn't pask in the Shaila. However, the Netziv continues that the Rif and the Rambam say that Sfira is Omer is Dereisah. So even for Pesach we had to pask in the Shaila. So therefore the Netziv says that Vaday, there was no Havamina, that there's a Baal Tosef Stam, Shaloi B'Kavona, Shaloi B'Zmanai. And Rav Moshe, and Igus Moshe, Chayil Galav Zimin Yud Gimel adds, that if you're going to say that the Stam Azoi, Baal Tosef, Shaloi B'Kavona, Shaloi B'Zmanai, then a person can't stop doing Malacha even for a few minutes during the week, because it's a Baal Tosef on Shabbos. If a person has to continue doing halacha constantly during the week, because otherwise he's being over Baal Tosef. So Netziv explains that there's no Baal Tosef. Shaloi bismanei v'loi v'kavone, that was never a havamina in the Gemara. The only time there was a havamina in the Gemara was something similar to putting on tefillin on Shabbos. That is a chashash iser, or a chashash bezoyin. And that's why the Gemara asks from Yoshem Basukah, because Yoshem Basukah is a zilusa de Shmini Atzeres. Reb Moshe, the Tshuva we mentioned, explains why Yoshem Basukah Vishmini was different than all other dinim that here the Gemara asked. And he explains that the Yesod of Baal Tosef, the Pasuk is Baal Tosef Al Hadover. The Isser Baal Tosef is not to add a mitzvah. That would be a different Isser. But the Gemara says that the Novi is not allowed to be Mechadish in Isser, or Mechadish Dover at all. That's a different Isser, not the Isser of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef Al Hadover means to be Hoisef one of two things. Either to be Moisef in the Maisa mitzvah, or in the Dinim of the mitzvah. It's not an Isser to be Mechadish Stam mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe explains that Shemini, which is right next to Shvi, that would be a tzad to Aser, because it was not hufsik from the mitzvah. It's not separated from the mitzvah. Just like Rashi's Loshen is, the mois of Shemini ala Shvi. So it looks like you're adding in the Dinei HaMitzvah, you're saying that Sukkot is not 7 days, Sukkot is 8 days. Or if you have Kavana and Chanukah to sleep in the Sukkah, then you're making a new din, and saying that the din of sleeping in the sukkah is not just sukkah, it's Chanukah. But if you don't have kavana, and it's not at the same time, then there's no hoisofa at all. Rav Moshe has an arichas explaining Steers the Rambam with this. But the ikar that we have very clear in our sugya, that shaloi bizmanai, the Netziv and Rav Moshe were both talking about the Havamin of the Gemara. The Maskona is clearly Shalei Vizmanei, Shalei Vikavone, there's no Shaychis in any Baal Tosef. And our Gemara says in Mefurish, Ayosham Basukah Bashmini is not over on Baal Tosef. So what's Kedai to be Ma'ayin to explain is there's a Minig quoted in the Poskim in Hilchos Sukkah, or many Minogim quoted in the Poskim in Hilchos Sukkah, beginning with the Tor, and 7 Tof Reish Samachas, and the Magen Avraham and Tafrei Samaches and Sifkatan Beis, in the name of the Mordechai, who quotes it B'Shem Rav Yo, not to sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which seems to be connected to our Mishnah, our Gemara, that says clearly that a person is supposed to sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. There's another minig mentioned there in the Poskim, they didn't eat at night. They didn't eat at night in the Sukkah. Only during the day they ate in the sukkah, or they only ate half a suda. Some had a minig even less than that. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Beis Yosef that since they said Zman Balayla, they said Shechiyonu at night, so it was a little bit of stira to sitting in the sukkah. But the Magen Avraham, he's doicha that's not the reason. Rather, the Magen Avraham says the reason is because of Baal Tosef. Now, from what we see in our sugya, the Magen Avraham didn't mean Baal Tosef, Kipshutei, our Gemara is Mefurish, that there's no Baal Tosef on somebody that sleeps in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So what the Magen Avraham means is, it's Mechzik Baal Tosef, not Mamish Baal Tosef. Like in our Gemara. It's not Baal Tosef, like in our Gemara. It's Mechzik Baal Tosef. So since it's Mechzik Baal Tosef, if you separate the night, and you don't eat in the Sukkah at night, or you don't sleep in the Sukkah at night, then now it's Mamash Alev Ismanoi, and it's just like the Gemara never had a kasha from sleeping in the Sukkah on the middle of the year, in Adar and Chanukah in the different time of the year, so too, if we separate the night, then it would be okay. Darach HaShulchan explains this minig of Yidivri HaToysus in Perek Lulav HaRova, of Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, to Ramaskal Mesif, Tosis says as follows. But Lulav Arotu Lasakin Klal Shayit Lenu Halulav. Why is it that on Shmini Atzeres, Chazal said, we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't shake Lulav? So Tosis explains, Larotu Lasakin Klal Shayit Lenu Halulav. Why? Because it's Yom Tov, and it's Muksul Taltal. O Minker Lemilse Shanoi Goy Minik Chayil. It's minkar amilsa. It's obvious that you're being noig minikhoil. Aval besukkah. However, Tosfos explains in the sukkah, pa'amim shesukasei areva, although sometimes he enjoys the sukkah. So, oichel ba'afilu b'yantav, he can eat even yantav. Which sounds very similar, perhaps we can use Tosfos to explain to Magen Avraham, that lulav, there's no hecker that he's not doing it for mitzvah. On the contrary, it's obvious that he is doing it for mitzvah. Whereas, sitting in the sukkah, if it's not obvious that you're doing it for sukkah, so it doesn't look like Baltosif, then you can do it. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that by sleeping in the sukkah, he's explaining the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh that say not to sleep in the sukkah. By sleeping in the sukkah, we also need a hekker. So what's the hekker? We don't have a hekker. We don't make a bracha by eating in the sukkah. We don't make a bracha. So if we don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, then that itself is the hekker. Sleeping on sukkah, we always make a bracha. Sleeping in the sukkah, we never make a bracha. So not making a bracha, sleeping in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres wouldn't be in hekker. So the hekker, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, for us to eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres is not to sleep in the sukkah, and that would be the hekker. And that's how we show that it's not Baal Taisif. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds that we know that the Ramo and Simon Tov Reish Lamites said Gimel, that the minig already in the cold climates was not to sleep in the sukkah an entire sukkah. So since the minig was not to sleep in the sukkah, the entire sukkah, if somebody wanted a hekker, they needed an extra hekker. So what was the extra hekker? And that's where we mentioned all the other minhagim, whether the minhag was not to eat in the sukkah at night, or to eat a half a suta. The different minhagim mentioned in the Torah and the Magen Avraham. The Korban Nisano on the Rosh and sukkah, or Zion, the Rosh says, Mamish, the same thing as Tosfos says. And our Korban Asanol says on this Rosh, Omnam, however, in Ba'isa Yoim Eis Tzina Aruchais, if it's a cold day, a Shum Shino Yaver, or any other winds, Eimen Aroi Lecha B'sukkah, a person shouldn't even eat in the Sukkah, B'yom Shmini Safik Shvi. On Shmini Atzeres with a Safik Shvi. That's the end of the Korban Asanol, the end of the Loshon of Korban Asanol, and Samachloikas Achroinim, what does the Korban Asanol mean? In the Chuvas Mashag, there's a Talmud of Maram Shik, Shlomi Greenfeld, Simon Lamed Hey, as a tshuva being miyasher the minig, that many weren't eating in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And he quotes this Korban Asanol, and he explains that the Korban Asanol means when it's very cold, to the point that really we know the halacha is if somebody's mitzdar in the sukkah, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. And mitzdar doesn't only mean rain, but if it's freezing in the sukkah, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. If somebody lives in a very cold climate, technically speaking, we could say that a person never has to eat in the sukkah, because he's always cold. But of all, the minig in Gans Klai Yisrael always was, even in the cold climates, if they wouldn't eat in the sukkah when it's cold, then they would be mevatel sukkah in Gansan. They would totally be mevatel mitzvah sukkah. So the whole yomtiv, they pushed themselves to eat in the sukkah, even when it was very cold. So the Mashag explains that that's the cold that the Korban Asanol is talking about. Ashmini Atzeres, if it's cold, don't push yourself to eat in the sukkah. On the contrary, Dafka don't eat in the sukkah if you mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres, it's only al sveikah d'yomim. You don't want it to look like Batosif. It's only al sminig aliseinu, and we really know there's a reason not. And a person really should not eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres if it's so cold that he's mitzvah. Others learn the Korban Asanol the opposite extreme, that the Korban Asanol was not referring to a cold that is so cold that a person had to be mitzvah. And only then he shouldn't eat in the sukkah. Rather the opposite. The only time a person should eat in the sukkah, some learn in the Korban Asanol, is when it's so warm and comfortable that that's what the person is that wants to eat in the sukkah. It's so enjoyable. And the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara that says that the Dover Parshat has to eat in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, they explain that the Gemara was written in Bavel, the halacha in Eretz Yisrael, where it was warm climates, people used to, it was Areva Olof. But in the places that are slightly cold, even if it's not reached the point of mitzvah, there was a minig not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Machas Loza says like this in Chelik Dalet Siman Lamed Aleph. There is a long arichas with other explanations to be miyashiv. There was this minig of people that weren't eating in the sukkah; they were just making kiddush in the sukkah. And the Meir Einach Chachamim from the Ostrovtsa Siman Tzadik Gimel has a tshuva explaining being marach trying to be miyashiv the minig in Eretz Tzvi Siman Tzadik Ches. He has a tshuva being miyashiv the minig. where many Achroinim, we see that this minig is not a new minig, it's a very old minig, and the Achroinim will all try to be miyashiv, what seems to be connected to Pashtas Halacha. And of course, for Halacha Lamaisa, everybody should follow their Pesach and their Rav, which is mentioning the Iker, the Shakla Vitaria, and the Sugya, and what goes involved in the Shaila from our Sugya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.